Welcome to Exported Chocolate.
Welcome back to Exported Chocolate. It's your girl Zara.
And Tatiana, Thoughtiana.
Awesome. And let's pause, guys. Pause right now. Go into your app. Give us a like. Give us a 5-star. Say, we love these girls' personalities, you know? And then you can come back. And now we'll begin.
Guys.
Wait, hold on. You saying, let's take a pause? It reminded me of Beyonce.
When she everybody said, on mute?
Everybody on mute. That's what I thought of.
Before we get into the topic, I saw Beyonce.
Did Beyonce sing?
She did not, but I saw her. And I was so happy, so excited, had a great time, was singing my songs. And yeah, I just loved it. I think this is like the third time I've seen Beyonce.
Wow, you are blessed.
I am blessed and highly favored. But I will say the other two times that I saw her, tickets were dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm. Like how much? Like
the first time I went, I paid like $75.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This must have been like 8 years ago.
I don't know how many years ago it was, but yeah. I saw her for the On the Run tour, and I saw her for, was it called Homecoming? Maybe it might have been Homecoming. But I saw her those two times, and I did not pay as much as I paid this time. But I was still very excited, had a great time. I didn't see this girl post, but this girl who, she used to be my friend, but it's not like we're not friends. Now she's an acquaintance. You know how you can move from like that?
For sure.
Yeah. So we used to go to the Beyonce concerts all the time together. Mm-hmm. And we used to just go to concerts in general together. And I guess maybe she posted it on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook like that. But like a mutual was like, oh, yeah, I saw her at the concert. Like I saw her post stuff about the concert. I was like, oh, she was there. Like if I had known, I would have been like, where are you? Like, let's meet up. Mm-hmm. Like whatever, whatever. At least say hi to each other. But I was like, damn, we're really like, as the years go by, you know, this used to be the girl that I saw Beyonce with. And now... now we don't see Beyonce together. I'm like, damn.
Times change, people change.
Yup. Times change, people change. Moving on from Beyonce.
Why are you pushing back to this?
What is wrong with you?
Tell me.
Why can't I push my non-existent hair behind my ear?
Y'all, this girl has her hair in a big, beautiful puff. Why she try to put her hair behind her ear? Why?
Because I can. And I had it straightened just last week. So maybe it was memory. I don't know.
The hair is looking real nice. It's giving Puerto Rican. I'm playing, y'all. I'm playing. But it looks real nice. It's. I just wanted to say Puerto Rican. I honestly just wanted to say that.
You're so dumb.
Tell me.
Oh my goodness. So, work etiquette. I wanted to talk about this because I don't think I told you this, but something funny happened at work. So, as a person, as people, we joke around.
Of course.
And even at work, people make jokes. But when is a joke too far?
Mm.
When is a joke too much? When should we calm down on the joking? So, I'm at work, and I'm not going to go into what I'm doing or whatever, but I'm doing a process. And I get pinged on the side by one of my supervisors, and they were like, hey, I'm going to switch you to do this other process. And I said, no, thank you.
Defiant.
And he pinged back. Funny. Just like that. funny. And so I sent back a meme, and this is the dude from Parks and Recs, the one with the mustache. And it's a meme where he's like, I don't tell jokes. So I sent that, and he literally replied to it. He goes, I don't either. And I was like, I'm joking, but now it seems like he's not joking. And so I was like, okay.
This is awkward.
I was like, okay. And so left it at that. That same day, he put in a request that has to be filled by another department. And so when you do that for someone or whatnot, it pops up in their email. So I see this request and I'm like, what is this request for? I just want to know. So I see who put in the request and it's that same supervisor. So I go and ask him, I'm like, what is this request for? So there's another girl in the department who does one of these processes that we do, and she's the only one who does it. Other people are trained for it, including me, but she's the only one who does it because we only had one landline. And I guess they changed the landline, so now that she's using something else or whatever. And so he raised the request for like me to be able to use it. So obviously we have a department of like 50 people. It does not make sense for just one person to be able to do this process.
I agree.
It does not make sense. So him raising the request for like other people to be able to do it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be more efficient, whatever. So he tells me what it's for and I go, oh, but so-and-so already does that as a joke. Like, obviously, we all know she's the only one who does it. Obviously, like 1 + 1 = 2, it doesn't make sense for her to be the only one to do it. And so after I say that, this man goes on a long spiel about how it doesn't make sense for her to be the only one to do it. How like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, I know my humor is dry, but I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because if I said that to you, would you understand that I'm joking?
I'm not good at jokes. So you're asking the wrong person.
Okay, but you, knowing who I am, if I said that to you, would you
be like... The first one, yes. But the second one, with all the context that you've given, yes.
Right.
See, at that point, I'm going to be arguing with him. Like, I mean, I agree. I would be like, yeah, I know for sure. Like, we need to change it so that she's not the only person that's working on these processes. Yeah.
This process.
I don't know. Honestly. Truly, that's super awkward.
So I was like, oh my goodness. And as he was explaining, I was like, I can't even like interrupt now and say like I was joking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'll just let him think I'm a selfish little bitch, like whatever. So this happened on a day where everyone else who was trained for it, who would also get the email, wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they came in on Monday and they all have that email. And so they're asking about it. So like, I'm explaining what happened. And so I was like, oh, you know what? I'm explaining what the email's for. And I was like, you know what? Since I'm explaining it to them, let me like tell the story as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one of the girl, she doesn't really laugh. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's my fault. It's my fault then. I tell another girl, she chuckles. And I was like, okay, so someone gets the joke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I tell the last girl. First thing, this girl is the girl who does the process. The only one who's doing the process
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she culturally has the same background as me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the story, this girl bust out laughing. So I'm like, oh, it's a cultural thing.
Yikes.
I was like, it's a cultural thing. Okay. Okay. So my question is, when do you know when to joke and when not to joke? Or should you even joke in the workplace?
I feel like it depends on what it is. And it depends on who's the audience. I feel like you need a little friendly banter, a little joke here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, whoo, girl, it could be taken in the wrong way.
What do you do when it's taken in the wrong way? Because me, you saw me. I just sat there. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it is what it is now. Like,
yeah, I could see why you didn't want to interrupt him. Just with that particular person, I wouldn't make jokes anymore.
You learn your lesson. You dust it off.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you see, okay, you don't understand my personality. You don't understand my jokes. That's it. Just keep it strictly work-related. Like, of course, the joke was work-related, but it's a yes, it's a no, it's a okay.
Yeah.
So you're trained on this thing that
the
girl does?
Yes.
He sent the email out to a different department.
So he's requesting, because it's something that you had to use a landline for.
Right.
And we're not using the landline anymore.
Okay.
So she was using, I don't know, let's just call it like a computer phone thing, uh-huh, for it, right? Uh-huh. And so you have to request to use that computer phone thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He was like, he sent out the request to the other department, but it gets sent to me because the request is for my computer. So I get the email also.
I thought it was sent to you because you were trained to do it.
Well, he asked for the request for me because I was trained to do it.
Oh.
But the email comes to me because he's requesting it for me, mm-hmm, for my computer use.
Okay, okay. So that you could do it.
So that I can use that computer whatever thing.
Okay.
I'm already trained for it, but like I don't do it because I don't have the landline or the computer thing.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah.
But essentially he wanted you to do it.
Yes. So he's like, when she's not at work or something like that, she was the only one who did it. And so it's like, it doesn't make sense because if she calls in sick or whatever,
right, right,
no
right.
One else.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
So you went and told him, oh, such and such does that.
Yeah. So when I came up, I was like, oh, what was this request for? He's like, oh, so you can get the computer phone so you can do this process. And I said, oh, well, so-and-so already does it.
Oh, gosh. This is terrible.
But I said it like that. I didn't go like, oh, so-and-so does it. I go, oh, but so-and-so already does it. Like, obviously.
A terrible joke. I just don't like how he went into explaining that it doesn't make sense that she's the only one that does it. Like,
I know that's why I'm saying my humor is very dry and dark. I don't use the dark humor at work at all.
Of course not, of course.
But like, I still do the dry humor. And I was like,
oh gosh, terrible joke. Terrible.
I was like,
but I see that it came off as a joke, but him explaining like, hey, he could have just been like, that's not funny.
I think the problem is he just didn't see it even as a joke.
And yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
I was
that's
like,
a problem.
I see
what you're saying.
Yeah, he didn't even see it as a joke. And I was like, oh, freak.
Oh, gosh.
Like, what? What do I do? Like, and that's why I just let him talk. I was like, okay. I was like, alrighty then. But like I said, I think it might be a cultural thing because like the girl who has, mm-hmm, the same background laughed her head off. And I was like, okay, well.
Is this one of your new supervisors?
Not the newest one. He's been here for a while. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. What's the word of the day for this?
I have a word of the day, but I feel like we've used it already.
Which one?
Escándalo.
We did.
Scandalous. You know what? It's good to repeat sometimes. I'll think of another one, but it's good to repeat sometimes. It'll get stuck in people's heads who are actually listening. For this one? Jeez. Broma. But I think we already used broma.
I think we did a joke.
Broma means joke. Un lío. A lío is like just a mess.
Oh, literally my sign?
Yes. Literally your sign. It was a un lío, this whole story, this joke with this supervisor. Fue un lío.
Have you ever, like, joked with someone at work and it just did not go well?
Ooh. I'm trying to think. What the hell was that? Was that a rat that just... Oh, gosh.
I saw a cat earlier.
I didn't make a joke. Actually, I don't know if it's considered a joke. But do you remember when I came home and I told you what happened after I gave a Thanksgiving presentation? And it turned into this huge scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That runs through my head sometimes. So, you guys, I was working at a school in Spain. It was a primary school. So it went up to sixth grade. And I was giving a presentation on Thanksgiving and the foods that we eat in America, blah, blah, blah. The teacher for that class says to me, isn't there something about the turkey making you sleepy? And I'm like, what? Turkey making you sleepy? I was like, that sounds like drugs. Oh my gosh. Madre mía de mi vida. That guy was freaking weird, by the way. He goes and tells my boss, which was the bilingual coordinator, that I said drugs in front of the kids and how that's so inappropriate. And it turns into this huge mess. And I'm like, what is so wrong about me saying, are you talking about drugs? These kids are 11, 12. What is going on? You guys do drugs in front of these kids all the time.
Smoking and, cigarettes.
Yeah. You guys.
Drinking beer.
Right. They smoke a lot in that country. You walk outside, you will see somebody smoking. That's drugs. There's pharmaceutical drugs. There's all types of drugs. When I was a kid, at that age, we were learning to say no to drugs. So why is it such a big deal that I said the word drugs? I don't understand. Then I stopped talking to this. Like, I stopped being as friendly to him.
Yeah.
I just said, hello, blah, blah, blah. This is the assignment. Anyway, it wasn't really a joke, but like, I said something and I guess it was taken
wrong.
In the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but you gotta stop messing with people. Some people just don't get jokes. I take things very literally. I know that's one, that's my personality, whatever issues that I have. But I don't know. I guess I expect other people to understand. I don't know.
Like, I think also the reasoning, because this dude, I can't even give you an example right now, because once I hear it, it goes out my ear. But he says jokes that I know he's joking and they are not funny at all to me. But I do the ha 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 or like.
That's that like, promotion laugh. I'm joking. See? I was joking.
But like, so in my head, I'm like, you make all these dumb jokes. Like, how you don't understand I'm joking.
You know, I'm still wrestling with the response. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. that he started to explain to you that it doesn't make sense that
she's the only one who does it.
My thing is, even if I didn't know you were joking, I guess I would say, I guess it does make sense. I would say, oh, but I want you to do it.
Well, it wasn't just me. It's other people. But he was like,
Of course. But you're the one in front of him at that moment.
Girl, I have no idea. I was just like, oh, I went home like, oh, this is my fault. I was like, this is my fault. And then I was like, but then when I talked to them and that one girl like chuckled and then the other girl busted out laughing, I was like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Like, oh yeah, definitely not.
But I just thought it was so weird. I'm like, damn, I can't even have fun.
Certain people, you can't joke with them. I have people, I tell you all the time, you can't have a joke with them. And it's kind of crazy because these are the same people who make jokes with other people.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so weird to me. Like, it's so, so weird.
Like, how you making jokes, but I can't make a joke back.
It's weird. It's very weird.
That's hilarious.
Like, when I said I take things very literally, that means, like, sometimes I'll get it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
But, like, most times if I say something, you don't get it, I'm like, interesting. Especially if those people make jokes almost the same way that I make the joke.
Yeah.
So it makes it even more confusing to me.
You're like, why don't you get this?
Why don't you understand? Pero bueno. Stop messing with people. Also, the joke that you made through the text, not through the text, through the chat box.
Yeah.
I could definitely see how he could not think it was a joke because, you know, through message, you can't see the person's face. Yeah. And
but imagine a real, like, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm a good worker. Mm-hmm. I'm a good worker. Imagine someone really out here being like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. You're fired.
Truly, truly. But also, I don't know, because I just joke like that all the time. Like, you know, you asked me to get something for you. What do I say all the time?
No.
But I still get it.
Get it, yeah. Girl, leave that man. You better leave that man. You better stop flirting with that man. I'm joking.
Yeah.
That joke. You know why I said it? It made no sense. But you guys, I'll never forget. Totally random. We had a friend stay with us at our apartment in Spain. And I was talking to the landlord. Actually, it was the landlord's
brother.
Yeah. And I'm just being friendly. You know, just being me.
Yeah.
And my friend that was staying with us at the time, she says, you better stop flirting with that man.
Yeah. This girl, the way she talks sometimes, I'm like, huh? You like him? I know you don't like him.
I don't.
It's pretty funny. It's entertaining. I feel bad for them if they actually think that you like them, though.
Maybe I should talk the same way to the people that I do like.
Yeah.
I keep
it's because you're serious. Overthinking mm-hmm. when you talk to the people you do like.
So I couldn't even make a joke with somebody that I like. I'll be like, what if it doesn't land?
Then you tell them, wow, you don't have a sense of humor.
That's a good answer. I like that. Anywho.
Yeah.
You have anything else to add?
Yeah. No, not really. Like,
you better stop joking with that man.
I am. I'm not joking with no one. Isn't no one funny? Gets any of my jokes anymore.
Isn't it funny? It was a man.
Of course.
It was a man.
Of course. You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
You're crazy.
Crazy.
You just saying that, I just thought of like a cookies and cream cookie. That's weird, right? You're fried.
The way you said it, I was like, cookies and cream cookie?
Yeah, like a cookie that has bits and pieces of cookies and cream chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yo.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. Oh, I can't even show you because.
You can show me later.
People, sorry, I just really like desserts. Lord, unchain me from the bondage of sugar.
I'm going to have ice cream when I go home.
Aw, I'm going to have it on the weekend, but I'm trying to decide which day. Do I want to do it on Friday? I'm
definitely going to have ice cream because it's already at the house.
What flavor? Vanilla?
Of course.
Boring. Such a plain Jane.
I am a plain Jane and I don't care.
Anywho, you guys, like our content. Let your girl succeed so that we don't have to be working in places where the bosses don't know how to joke.
Help me get a new job. If anyone has any suggestions, let me know.
What do you like to do? You have to tell them what you like to do.
No, from my personality, from what you've heard.
Ah, vale.
Yes, I want people to be like, I think this would suit you.
Okay, me too.
Her too. All right.
Bueno.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
You're going to actually see them?